Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I'm curious, do you have something right now that you have at your house that belongs actually to someone else? It doesn't belong to you. You should probably return it.
Are you bringing that up, Tad, because of the woman in Texas who is being charged yes. with felony embezzlement because she still has a VHS tape that belongs to the VHS rental
right.
company back from 1999. It was a Sabrina the Teenage Witch VHS.
So this woman rents a Sabrina the Teenage Witch VHS.
Yeah.
And has held on to it for 20 years. It has prevented her from getting jobs because she's got something on her record.
Yep.
This was over 20 years ago. I had lived with a young man. He had two daughters that were 8. I have never watched that show in my entire life. I mean, I didn't try to deceive anyone over Samantha the Teenage Witch.
She didn't even know it's Sabrina.
They
called her Samantha.
But just to get back to my original point, as soon as I saw this, I was like, ugh. I have a DVD that belongs to my friend Brian, Shaun of the Dead, that I've just been carrying around with me for years. I'm sure he wouldn't even speak to me if I called him right now. My friend Rick Field had some little Crate and Barrel, like little ramekin things that he left in my house and he asked for them back, but I liked him so much. So I never gave those back.
Wow.
So I kept
those. Tad.
And then I have my ex-girlfriend Beth Riley's golf clubs.
Your ex girlfriend.
Yeah, from a long time ago.
How long ago did you break up with said ex-girlfriend?
She broke up with me.
Okay.
2009.
Why are you still carrying around golf clubs that belong to an ex-girlfriend?
I'm not going to ship them to her. They're golf clubs. They have a lot of worth to them. She left the golf clubs and pictures.
If she broke your heart, A, why didn't you light all that stuff on fire?
Right?
You can't light golf clubs on fire.
Ask my wife. You can light a lot of stuff on fire. Number two, how many times have you moved in the last 10 years?
5-6 times.
You've
no,
moved,
oh, and then Rhode Island is where the golf clubs originated.
Oh, my gosh.
You have moved your ex-girlfriend's golf club 7 times. You paid someone to move your ex-girlfriend's golf club 7 times.
They're like
this is crazy.
Thing amongst other things.
This is insanity.
Well, I don't understand what is the problem. Like, maybe somebody will come along that wants to use the clubs.
Have belongings from your ex.
I'm not going to ship them, and she hasn't claimed them yet. And somebody could use those golf clubs at some point. 404-741-0985. Tracy and Marietta.
We can sit here and go back and forth all day long, but I think the bottom line is, what does your wife, Jessica, think? It's really up to her, no?
Oh, good point.
Oh. Does she know, Tad?
I don't know what she knows. This is not.
This
is not a big cover up, you guys. This is not a big.
It's also not forthcoming.
Also, my wife is very thrifty. She picks up trash on the side of the road. You think she's going to really care where the golf clubs came from?
Well, wouldn't she want the space or want to get rid of them?
Golf clubs are not that giant.
I think the hole in your heart that it's filling is the size of the golf club.
You're out of control. All right, here's the deal. We'll get my wife on the phone. We'll ask her if the golf clubs matter. If they matter to her, then they matter to me, and I'll toss them. If not, leave Taddy alone. Isn't it just practical? If you break up with someone and they leave something of value behind, it belongs to you. Beth Riley broke up with me in 2009. She left her right-handed golf clubs behind. I'm a lefty, so I keep the golf clubs in case somebody comes from out of town, needs some golf clubs, or...
Has anybody needed them in 12 years?
Hasn't happened yet. The only person who really matters in this situation, of course, is my wife, Jessica,
right.
who's on the phone. Jessica, did you know that I was holding on to something that belongs to my ex?
Are you talking about the golf clubs?
Hey!
What?
I didn't know you knew. That's good.
Well, see? I knew years ago you mentioned, you were like, oh man, these are best golf clubs.
So it's been covered and we are...
Jessica, this doesn't bother you that Tad still has an emotional attachment to an ex-girlfriend 10 years ago.
And that you've had to move these golf clubs how many times already?
Do I think that he has an emotional attachment to these golf clubs? He doesn't even play golf very much. He doesn't even really care about
golf.
It's not
about the golf.
I know Drex, he played. What is it about? Do you think he's like cuddling these golf clubs at night? He's not. I don't know. It just seems ridiculous.
Not every night. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. DJ in Douglasville.
This guy's wife said to him one night, honey, if I died, would you remarry? And he said, I don't really want to talk about that. She said, I just want to know you'd be happy. And he said, I guess I will. She said, good. I want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes through this series of questions with him doing the same thing. Would you let her live in this house? Well, I'm uncomfortable with this, but yeah, I mean, I guess I would. Would you let her sleep in our bed? Honey, do we really have to have this conversation? I just want to know you'd be happy. I just want to know you'd be happy. Yeah, I guess I'd let her sleep in our bed. And she said, okay, good. Would you let her use my golf clubs? And he said, well, no, she's left-handed. I love the pause. It took y'all a second to connect the dots. That was great.
Yeah, we're sharp as tacks, my friend.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Thanks for listening. It's 827. Sunshine mid-70s today. Braves beat the Cubs 8-7 last night. Game 2 of that series tonight at Truist Park. What else is going on, Kara?
We've got a presidential visit coming this week.
What?
President Joe Biden and the First Lady will be here on Thursday for a drive-in car rally. It's all to celebrate his first 100 days in office and is going to follow his big speech to Congress tomorrow night. But of course, as of right now, we don't know exactly when or where he'll be landing in Atlanta. You know, the last time they got smart and took the helicopter from the airport to closer to where they were going.
Yes.
So it was just the surface streets that got blocked up. But we'll see where this thing lands and just cross our fingers and hope for the best. As soon as we hear like exactly the time and all that jazz, we'll let you know.
Why whole cities need to shut down when helicopters have been around for so long?
And I think I asked this question on social media, or I asked it on the radio and someone messaged us. And I was like, how do they get the Marine Force One, the helicopter that the president uses, to here Atlanta if he's going to fly around Atlanta? And somebody responded, they said, oh, that thing folds up like a taco and
goes
right into Air Force One. Then they fly it wherever he's going, and then he'll use that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's in the overhead compartment.
I think they store it down with
the seat in the front.
With the dog who bites people, yeah.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We all know we've got miracle workers over at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How wonderful it is to have them right here in our backyard. And they recently reached a major milestone and forever changed the life of a very special 2-year-old girl. Her name is Renly Harris. And when she was just 2 months old, she was actually abandoned outside of a hospital in China by her biological parents. She was born with a very serious heart condition and they just couldn't afford her care. So thankfully, a local couple, Tamara and Justin Harris, adopted her just 8 months later. But in September of last year, Renly's heart began to fail and she was placed on a transplant list. Fortunately, her match was found. The procedure was done and the doctors at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta successfully completed their 400th heart transplant in a child, a pediatric heart transplant. 400 of these things have been done right here in our backyard. It's incredible.
Your mouth is ajar.
Yeah. Well, I whenever I hear these amazing stories, I mean, there are people out there that can perform heart surgery on kids, and I complain about having to go to the grocery store if I've worked that day, you know?
Right. And 400 times.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of trips to Kroger. Yeah. There, my friend.
States all over the country, they're doing everything that they can now that the pandemic's winding down to attract visitors, mm-hmm. new residences to their big cities.
Right.
Case in point, I went up to see my dad in Michigan because he's been talking about being a little lonely lately. He's up there working. My mom now moved down here full time, so that's fun. So I'm driving from the airport, and I'm listening to the radio station I grew up on, and an ad comes on the radio. Take a listen.
As we cross a bridge known as the Mighty Mac, we find it. A land that says, slow down. Listen to my stories. Hear my songs. Timeless can be as big as the sunset on a great lake, or as endless as the stars that watch over us. Welcome to the purest of pure Michigan.
So they have this ad campaign calling Pure Michigan, and you know, they make it sound emotional and, you know, really awe-inspiring.
I guess how that lands on you depends on what part of Michigan you happen to be driving through at the time you hear it.
At the time I'm driving through it, I'm driving through downtown Detroit. It looks like a bomb had gone off 50 years ago, and nobody cleaned it up. And I'm like, nah, you're not attracting the right audience.
What is the slogan? What is it?
Pure Michigan. Well, and so there's other states that are doing it. You know, like Michigan's trying to do it, and I guess Florida's been doing it. You want to hear Florida's, like, new attraction ad?
Oh, gosh.
There's something tranquil about a warm Florida morning. The smell of cooked diapers in the air and the unmistakable feeling of bath salts between your toes. Put all of that together and what do you have? Opportunity. That's what Robert saw when he came to Daytona for a three-day rager back in 86. He never left. Now Robert, with an $8 investment from his wife's boyfriend, is the mobile home mogul of Central Florida. Yeah, they're used, and yeah, they have stains, but Robert covers those up. One time, a bouncer in Jacksonville hit Robert in the face with a crescent wrench 5 times.
Oh my God.
So it ain't gonna hurt his feelings if you don't buy a home from him. Because you see, Robert isn't just selling a home. He's selling a way of life. A Florida way of life. Start your journey now at movetoflorida.us.meth/guy-riding-a-gator-in-a-wendys-drive-thru.com.
Oh, gosh. Next, Birmingham.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Stacy, your parents gave you not just some of the stimulus money, but all the stimulus money. How much are we talking about?
$2,800.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do they? So, and you have a brother, right?
I have an older brother, but I'm finishing up college right now, and I live on my own. I'm really doing the best I can, working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
My older brother is still living at home with my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they figure they just, you know, give me a hand. And we're both technically dependents, so my parents got all the money and sent it to me.
Your parents gave you your brother's stimulus check as well.
Well, but, you know, we're dependent, so I think it really went to them.
Right. It's their money to do what they want to do with.
Yeah.
Like, that's
exactly.
One thing, right?
Wow.
So did you spend the $2,800? You're in college.
Yes, I did. I actually, I did the responsible thing. I paid off my car.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why are we asking for your brother's forgiveness, I assume? Or is it your parents' forgiveness?
I just got this call from my brother. He left a voicemail, and he said that he cannot wait to get his check because he wants to surprise my mom and dad and give them the money as a thank you for letting him crash with them, basically.
So he's saying when they hand over a check to me, he's saying I'm going to give it back to them and say thanks for letting me live here.
Yes.
But you have all the stimulus money.
Right.
Oh. And I already paid off my car, yeah. And so I'm just a little bit, I just don't know how to tell him that they gave me all the money. It's gone and he can't get it. And he was all, you know, he was pretty emotional in his message. And I feel like I did a good thing and I did deserve it. I don't know how to tell him this.
All right, well, that's what we're here for. We're going to help you ask for his forgiveness. We're going to call him next, okay?
Okay.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Stacy's been getting calls from her older brother crying about his share of stimulus money, saying he wants to turn around and give his share back to their parents as a thank you for, well, letting him stay in their basement for the last 10 years. But what he doesn't know and what Stacy needs our help asking forgiveness for is the fact that their parents already gave her all $2,800, all the money to help pay for college and pay off her car. Stacy, sit tight. We're going to get your brother on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Jackson. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. Did we wake you?
Yeah, I love you guys.
I wanted to ask you about the stimulus money. You know how people are getting stimulus checks right about now?
I still haven't got mine yet.
And what do you plan on doing with that money?
I'm going skydiving.
Skydiving?
Who's that?
This is Tad. I know you're just waking. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. You're going skydiving. That's a lot of money for skydiving, isn't it?
You got to do it the right way. You got to do like a little training beforehand, you know?
So you plan on spending your stimulus money on skydiving and you have to do the training first. What does that involve?
I mean, a few buddies. You're going to iFly near the Battery before the race game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of get your nerves out of the way so you're not freaking out the day of the real thing.
And then are you going to the Braves game after? Is that part of the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Somebody already funded the money for me, so they're kind of waiting on that to come in for me to pay my share. So
right. And you're expecting, I figure, $1,400. That's the standard.
My sister actually owes me a little bit.
So your sister, who's in college right now...
Yeah.
She's on the phone with us. Stacy.
Oh, okay.
You didn't tell us that you owe your brother money.
Yeah, I don't owe you anything. Why did you tell me you were giving the money to mom and dad?
I mean, that was kind of a white lie.
Big lie. And you like, staged it. You were, like, crying on your message about how you wanted to surprise them and help them out.
I had something in my eye. I am helping them out. They're going to get a break from me. They're probably tired of me.
You're going to go skydiving? That's going to help them?
Yeah, everybody that goes skydiving is like super motivated afterwards, and they can take on pretty much anything. So maybe it'll motivate me to go to college, you know, and then it'll get me out of their house.
So hang on a second. Okay. Jackson, you're significantly older than your sister. You still live at home. She's in college. And you think that you are going to become motivated by jumping from 10,000 feet?
The last job you had was a sign slinger at a furniture store.
I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I could die by doing this. I mean,
what? So? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to get dark, but they have a life insurance policy, right? So, I mean, if something were to happen to me, you know, you guys would be set for a little while.
Stop.
So
stop.
You're trying to twist this into making us think that you're going to be helping your mom and dad out by going skydiving, potentially dying, and getting them the insurance money. Do we have all that right?
It's a win-win for everybody, no matter what. I mean, ideally, I don't die. But, like, worst-case scenario...
Have we told Jackson yet that mom and dad gave his stimulus to Stacy yet?
We have not. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Stacy called us because your mom and dad already gave her all that money and she's already paid off her car.
I have the money. I paid off my car. I worked hard and I'm glad. I don't feel bad anymore. This is like great. I'm glad we had this call because I don't need to break any bad news to you or forgive and forget. That's it. I feel fine with my decision.
I'm glad you guys are related because it means you have to work this out eventually and we can go on.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow on Forgive and Forget, Bryce needs forgiveness for buying his daughter a lock for her diary. And his wife / her mom really wants that key. Forgive and Forget. It's coming up Wednesday, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 727. Sunshine mid-70s today. Braves beat the Cubs 8-7 last night. Game 2 of that series tonight at Truist Park. What else is going on, Kara?
You guys know the 52nd annual Peachtree Road Race isn't just an Atlanta tradition, but it's also the world's largest 10K race. Like, in the world. And it's going to be back in person this year, of course, with some changes. We're going to get 2 days to choose from this year, July 3rd or 4th. They're trying to keep the crowds down a bit. But to also help ease people's fears, they're going to have COVID-sniffing dogs roaming the crowd.
What?
I think this is so cool. They're specially trained to detect scents that are associated with COVID-19. But they're also going to keep a virtual option in play. So for those who want to participate but don't really feel safe with the big crowds yet, you can still choose that option. But the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because the deadline to register is this Saturday. It's May 1st. So if you haven't already already registered and you want to participate, you got to jump on it.
Aren't dogs wonderful? We don't deserve them in the first place.
100%.
You know, they can like sniff COVID. And I was taking my normal nap yesterday and my wife and I have been going through some stressful stuff. And my dog, Mickey, comes up and he jumps up and lays on the foot of the bed with me. He never does that. In like 8 years, he's never done that. But I think he knows that we got some stress going on. He's like, yeah, I'll help you out. I'm going to be around you for that.
They can feel that.
Yeah.
I love how you said that your nap is normal.
Right? I'm like a toddler. I need to get put down.
I was taking my very normal, natural nap
that
men are supposed to be taking at my age.
Get a good feeling. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. We are exactly 1 week away from May the 4th. It's the Star Wars Fans Super Bowl. And if you're wanting to celebrate, there's an incredible local restaurant that's getting in on the fun. Local 3 Kitchen and Bar off Northside Parkway over by West Paces is going to be hosting their 10th annual Star Wars Day with a special menu to celebrate The Mandalorian. So they're inviting guests to come out in costume if they wish. They're going to have a fun costume contest. And you can dine on some special fare like lightsaber seared mountain trout, the McMandalorian, and the Bobo Fettuccine. But the deal is you've got to make a reservation. So you can call or go to opentable.com and make
well, if
your
they're
reservation.
Trying to
Why
keep
are you
the
laughing?
Crowds down. I
you
guess
would
I'll
be so
skip
surprised.
This one.
I mean, you're telling me if Sammer wanted to like get dressed up on May the 4th and have a Star Wars day with Dad, you wouldn't take him someplace fun like that to do something cool?
I'm banking on the fact that after a day full of lightsaber fights, he's still sleeping right now and not going to know a thing about it.
I'll text Jessica, Dad. It's okay.
There you go.
If I'm there, when you walk in, I will not be in costume, but you could be like, oh, look, there's Jabba the Tad.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Robert and Smyrna, who else we have in the car?
We have Laura, sister-in-law, and we have three kids.
Oh, hey. Kara, all the way good luck. All right. Go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio.
Kara, get on out of this studio. We're here to win.
I'm gone, you guys. Good luck.
All right. We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I'm going to ask you these 5 trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Question 1. Justin Bieber's song about Georgia's favorite fruit is the number 1 song this week. What's the name of that fruit?
We had him for breakfast. Peaches.
Question 2. Your prayers are answered. David Hasselhoff and Richard Simmons' chia pets are in development. Fill in the blank. You don't blank the Hoff.
Off the Hoff.
Number 3. Chris Rock told a talk show that he almost got Jason Alexander's role in Seinfeld. What character are we talking about?
George.
Question number 4. A pair of sneakers Kanye West wore to the Grammys just sold for $1.8 million. What's the name of Kanye West's sneaker line?
The Yeezys.
And number 5. Chadwick Boseman's family says they don't feel he was snubbed at the Oscars. Name the singer that he portrayed in the 2014 film Get On Up.
James Brown.
All right, we're going to bring Kara back in.
All right. We got the sister-in-law. I'm glad we had her here.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Robert, if you win, the money is going to Laura. 4 right. You guys got 4 right.
Okay.
Kara, same questions. Number 1, Justin Bieber's song about Georgia's favorite fruit is the number 1 song this week. What's that fruit?
Peaches.
Is correct. It is 1-1. Question 2. Your prayers are answered. David Hasselhoff and Richard Simmons' chia pets are in development. Fill in the blank. You don't blank the Hoff.
You don't hassle the Hoff.
Is correct. It is 2-1. Question number 3. Chris Rock told a talk show he almost got Jason Alexander's role in Seinfeld. What character are we talking about?
He played George Costanza.
Is correct. They said George. We gave it to him. It is 3-2. Question number 4. A pair of sneakers Kanye West wore to the Grammys just sold for $1.8 million. What's the name of his sneaker line?
Yeezys.
Yes. 4-3. Finally, question number 5. Chadwick Boseman's family says they don't feel he was snubbed at the Oscars. Name the singer he portrayed in the 2014 film Get On Up.
Oh, James Brown. down.
Final score 5-4. Hey, gang, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today. Good job, Kara.
All right. I don't know what's going on here, but we're going to play again tomorrow. Sign up at tadandrex.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.